data gathering, and demand planning. Shortly after the end of the month, all the files necessary to develop the new statistical forecast should be updated. This needs to be done quickly to keep the process moving ahead. However, timing the S&OP process to begin after the best data are available each month is a best practice. Once the data are gathered, a demand review meeting is held between product and brand management, marketing and sales professionals to agree to a single set of demand numbers and to document the assumptions used to make the decisions. The highest-ranking demand-side professional, such as the vice president of sales or marketing, not the demand manager, typically chairs this brief meeting between representatives of each department. The demand manager serves as a facilitator. For example, prior to the meeting, the demand manager might combine the individual plans of product and brand management, marketing and sales into a single document with recommended consensus numbers and differences of opinion listed in the notes. The meeting is not intended to be a lengthy, detailed review. This should have occurred earlier, but a way for the responsible and accountable leaders of each demand side area to review the big picture and commit to a consensus view of demand. To keep the meeting brief, review is at the product family level. Subfamilies are reviewed only on an exception basis. A demand plan dashboard is a good example of the type of information reviewed in this meeting. A key aspect of this and other review meetings is replanning. Since the plan is reviewed each month, replanning promotes consensus building. Finally, the demand review meeting is a place to review performance metrics in relation to demand and forecast accuracy. Organizations might set rules for exception reviews. After review by a senior sales and marketing executive, an updated medium-term demand plan for current and new products, including any planned promotions, is produced. Sometimes this process is called a marketing/sales handshake because it requires agreement on a request for product and coordinated demand-influencing activities. The consensus plan presented by the demand side is used in supply planning and financial reviews.